to the Maria Freire podcast. I'm a high vibrational life coach with a focus on wellness and manifestation. If you love energy, spiritual mindset, manifestation and health on a super high and modern vibe, girl, then this is your podcast. Living a high vibe lifestyle allows you to experience life to its fullest while practicing self-love and manifesting all of your desires. Each episode is a raw and unfiltered coffee chat with me where we get to explore what really means to live on a high vibration and live the life you dream about. Thank you for joining. Let's get down to it. Hey girl, welcome to the 9th episode of the Maria Freire podcast. I am so happy you made it back here another day with me. Really grateful for you and all the loving messages I receive every single day in social media. If you're new, this is your first time here in this episode, in this podcast with me. I am Maria, I'm a life coach that focuses on manifestation and high vibrational lifestyle. I take modern girls to the secrets of living a special lifestyle that will help you manifest your reality, your dream goals, your career goals, your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and every single thing you desire for your life, if it's your fitness goal, whatever wellness level you aspire to manifest, this lifestyle is a promise for you to know that it's happening. It happened for me. It happened for many people before me as well, for many people that work with me too, and it's gonna work for you too. Welcome. Just know that you're in the right place, and I just can't wait for you to join me in this beautiful lifestyle that really has no comparison at all. Today, if you saw my last Instagram story, I think I just posted it 10 minutes ago. If not, be sure to follow me on Maria Freire Coach on Instagram, and I post constantly a lot of good and free content on manifestation and high vibrational lifestyle, how to raise your vibrations and live the life you know you're worthy of. And it's all for free, and I'm there on the daily. You can ask me any questions about manifestation, about creating your reality, anything that is wandering your mind right now. Be sure to send me a DM. Otherwise, you can also contact me through my email. It's maria@maria-freire.com. Okay, so the story that I was telling you girls about, it was that I decided to pull out a tarot card. I don't do tarot readings very often, but I'm really studying how to get depth into the habit of using tarot, not only for my own readings and my own life, but also for many other people, and how to help them uncover the reality and clear their energetical blocks through tarot as well. Because at the end of the day, it's just another spiritual tool that can help you on the daily. And nowadays, it doesn't look at all like when I started to get in tarot when I was like, 15, 16, and those tarot cards were so creepy, it was so dark that it looked kind of like black magic or something like that. So nobody really was attracted to that. But today we have many beautiful styles of tarot decks, of oracle cards, of manifestation and affirmational cards and decks that can really match up with your vibration, really match up with your vibe, and really getting in synchrony with what you really desire to manifest. So just pick your own tarot card deck if you're thinking in getting one, and look at the Ace of Rods, because this is the card, girls, that I just pulled out of the deck. Out of all the cards that I could have pulled out today, I asked the universe to guide me through what you girls need to hear from me today. Because as always, we have a topic in these episodes where we kind of dive deeply into what it really means to live a full wellness level on that area from a high vibrational perspective. And the topic that I had prepared for you girls today was words side of your mind. You know how the first few episodes were talking about the body and the nutrition, the exercise, the body-mind rituals that you could do in a practical level to manifest that high vibrational reality that lives in your goals and in your aspirations. And then the next level after body was we're diving into mind. And in the last episode, we were reviewing how is it to have clear thoughts and how your thoughts and the creation of your thoughts can really trigger you to take your life in a downward spiral that it's not really helping you to manifest the reality that you desire. And I also gave you some practical steps and practical exercises that you can implement in your life to start having the thoughts that are serving you and that are gonna help you to create that life. But today we had the words part of it, and thoughts and words go really hand in hand in every single thing that they do, because the thoughts are creating your reality. But at the end of the day, the way that you comprehend your thoughts is through the words that you create yourself, or that you know to describe those thoughts. And the way that you know that this is true is just by thinking of an event, or like the last emotion that you felt, the last time you felt sad or you felt angry, that is gonna come up into your life as a picture with full words. It will have words that will trigger you to think that event, and that event will create new words for you that will make you feel a certain emotion. So what I mean by this is that thoughts without words are not reality. Like they can't exist. Human beings are the only species that is able to do this, is able to think upon their thoughts thanks to their communication level and thanks to their ability or human ability to communicate and give words to their thoughts. But by giving a word to your thought, you're really creating an imprint in your brain. And an imprint is just a mark in your brain that is telling you, or is telling your brain, the reality that you interpret right now, or how you perceive a certain situation, person, event, quality, whatever it is that it's wandering your mind right now. So to talk upon this topic, and after I just quickly done this big distinctions between thoughts and words, I really wanted to you know, approach this topic from a perspective that was going to serve you. And the fact that I got in my tarot reading the Ace of Rods, if you know about the Ace of Rods card, this is just an empowering card of new beginnings, of the unlimited possibilities that can unfold into your life if you keep going, if you keep trusting, if you keep believing and empowering yourself too. So what the Ace of Rods does here is just empowering me and you, both of us, to choose the right words that are going to really help us manifesting our reality, that are really going to help us bring in those quantum shifting details into this present reality. And I have a couple of strategies that I want to share with you girls, but if you have the Ace of Rods present with you, you'll see how beautifully blooming is this car. It's just a lot of light, it's super bright, it's in nature, it's pink but green but red. It has literally all of the colors of your chakras and all of the colors of the rainbow. So by the way, the Ace of Rods is also called Ace of Wands, depending on your deck and depending on where you're looking at it from. But it's just a card of empowerment. It's pure joy, light, empowerment, and action. It's just go do it and know that you're supported by us. But if you don't do it, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen. You know, it's also, it has the two sides of it. It's like, if you don't actually take these steps, you're not going to be able to fall through your goals. So because I really want to empower you to choose the right words that are going to resonate with your desires, I just want to talk upon a few things. I was reading this book called A Course in Miracles, which I'm sure if you're into manifestation, you probably heard of before. Otherwise, it's just a very philosophical and I'll say heavy, but it is definitely very inspiring and with a lot of valuable content, but it's in older English type of thing. So it's more heavy content. And I was just reading how it says that all thoughts produce form at some level. And what it means is that all of the thoughts that you have in your mind and all of the words that you give to those thoughts are going to have an impact in your reality, in the way that your energy levels are and what you attract into your life. So as we were discussing in the last episode of, if you guys remember the time I went to Greece on holiday and I fell down the steps, and then I kept repeating myself how clumsy I was, and then everything was starting to fall around me, and I actually felt confirmation, I had confirmation that I was as clumsy as I was repeating myself to be. the reality of what was happening right there, and we were touching upon it in the last episode, was exactly that because I was believing, and not only believing, I was confirming to the universe and saying out loud so many times how clumsy I was, the universe was showing me that it's true, that I am clumsy, therefore I drop things all the time. But when I start to change not only those thoughts, but the words that I say to myself out loud, then I start changing my reality. And you can do this from a basic level perspective, say just changing the projection or the perception that you have upon the topic. Say that you drop things all the time. You can start saying, I don't always drop things. I just drop this thing at this time. But that's a change in perception as well, right? And the words are changing, therefore, with it. On another note, if you truly believe and you feel like you're stuck in believing that you're always dropping things, you really need to start asking yourself, how is that serving you? How is that helping you leveling your energy up? Because if you decide something to be true and something to be a fact for your life, it will be a fact for your life. And you have to start realizing that and taking it as truth. Whatever you decide for your life, it's going to happen. And maybe you think that being clumsy at the end of the day is not a big of a deal for you because you don't really care much about it and your boyfriend loves you anyway. This is just a small example about the things that we do on our daily basis. And I'm saying this because we live in a society where pain, struggle, and hustling are so ridiculously overvalued that it's not helping anybody. And we kind of grow believing because we've seen it from our parents, we've seen it from our ancestors, we've seen it from some people around us, especially some teachers, some people that are, you know, really critical about their life. They keep teaching us that if we struggle, if we do hard work, if, you know, we overcome the obstacle in our life, we're just gonna learn. And that is kind of true. But my question here is, are you learning through fear or are you learning through love? And when I mean love, be aware that in these episodes and in this podcast, we all refer to love, not in a romantic way of love, but in a compassionate, gratitude, kind, universal, vibrational way of understanding love, which is way more than just saying, I love you or I like you or whatever desire you might have or to like one another. It goes way far beyond that. And what I mean by this is that if you had the chance to manifest your reality and to live a day, live your life, to undo it with the energy of love and with the energy of joy and gratitude and compassion versus do it with an energy of struggling and stress and anxiety and hustling, let me know what would you choose. Let me know which one would be your answer, because the event that's going to happen in your life, your boss that's going to ask you to do such and such thing, the lockdown that is going to happen in your city completely unexpectedly, that's going to leave a lot of people without a job, that is going to, you know, bring not so grateful things into our lives that we can see from the outside perspective at first, it's a neutral charge. And we've discussed this before. It's not negative or positive. It's just something that is happening, and it's happening for you so you can learn from it. If you don't learn from it, if you just let it be, if you just let it stay, if you choose to look another way, it will happen again, or it will happen in a much bigger level for you to actually comprehend that you need to work through your beliefs and you need to choose the attitude towards life. You need to choose what you really want to believe. It's okay not wanting to grow, and it's okay not wanting to level up yourself, and it's okay wanting to feel stuck if that's what you really desire. But I believe that all human beings have the desire within themselves to be their true best version and to level up in some sort of way in their life. Maybe it's not in the romantic life, but it could be in the business side, or maybe it's not in the business side, it's in the family side, or maybe it's in the friendship and in their social circle, or maybe it's in their self-development and their mental health, or maybe it's in their fitness level and in their physical appearance, in their overall health. It can be in many different areas of your life, but I don't believe, again, that you don't have the desire of growing. And if you do have that desire of growing, then again, you have to answer answer yourself this question. What is it that you're choosing to learn from? I'm going to truly be open with you girls, but my mom, she is one of the most important people in my life that helped me become the person that I am today. But her entire life, she had really big dreams, right? She wanted to become an interior designer, and she wanted to, you know, do these amazing things, travel the world, move to a different city, because we are from a very small place, study fashion, go to a different country, learn English. But she never did any of those things because she was scared of it. She was scared of changes, and she was afraid of leaving her family behind. So this, to learn from these things, yeah, eventually she did, because I decided to do all of those things. And she learned from me the pain, the struggles, but also the love, the compassion, the gratitude, and all of the emotions that I felt through my life. She felt them with me. But she was, in that sense, the universe gave her me for her to learn through those events. But there's other people that I encountered in my life that they were not able to learn through love at the first time, like many people do, and I had to learn the hard way too. But the universe sent them a different event, maybe like a sickness of a loved one. My mom was very sick around, I'll say, like 4 to 5 years ago. She had to learn to let go of her fears and surrender to the bigger reality in order for her to grow and in order for her to unlock their full potential as a human being, which at the end of the day, when we all unlock our full potential, we are being the high vibrational energetic match for our true desires. And if you're not being that, if that's something that is stopping you from there and you don't wanna react to it, your universe, that your God, whatever you believe in, will help you recognize it. And if you still choose not to do it, things are still gonna happen to you. So this is my message for you girls, because the key to learn through love instead of learning through fear is to use the right words for your learning experience. And every single day, every single thing that you say out loud, you have to look at it and see it as an affirmation of your life. You are creating your life by the words that are coming out of your mouth. It is simple as that. If you write them in a post-it, if you write them in your journaling book, it's even stronger, it's even more apparent, because you are making it true. You are putting it in paper that it's not going away. But the fact that we are not able to see our words and see our message doesn't mean that it's not staying there. Doesn't mean that it doesn't have strong impact in not only the people around us, at our own lives. So this is so clear and so key for me to help you understand that if you wanna create your life, you have to change the words today. I'm gonna give you a couple tips that you can start implementing in your life now for you to start creating in a very aligned, energetical way. The first thing you need to understand is that you have to speak in present. Write that in your notebook, write that in your notes in the phone if you want to as well. But you need to start using present tense. If you're constantly using past, or you're constantly using a future tense, like I wish I had that, or when I had this, I will be like that, or one day I will have the house of my dreams, one day I will meet the person that I desire, in next year I will do my fitness challenge and I will have the body of my dreams. If you keep speaking in future, your dreams, your desire, your reality are always going to be on the making, will always be on the future, will not happen to you now. And the truth is that human beings only have the present. We only have what we are right now. And that's why it's so key for you to start using present words. I know it's hard sometimes, especially when you're journaling or when you're talking about your dreams, but when people say fake it till you make it or act as if, they're not asking you to lie to yourself. They're asking you to be true to yourself. They're asking you to actually start feeling and embodying the emotions of the next level version of yourself that already lives that way. Because if you don't start right now, you would always leave that for later. For example, in terms of communication, every single time that I wake up, I say something that I want to accomplish in the future, but I say it in the present. So for example, if I want to live in a house by the beach and with amazing sunny weather, I say, I love my house, I love the nature that surrounds it, and I love how beautiful the sunshine is. And oddly enough, even though today the forecast was going to be raining the entire day, and I woke up super early, so it was dark and I couldn't see the weather still, when I said those words, the weather today, girls, is so beautiful in London. It's fantastic. Yesterday, I'm going to be honest too, I also scripted my day, and I did this exercise of choosing the right words in present tense and choosing my day to go in the way that I wanted to go as the day as of today. And it's happening so far, every single thing that I'm saying. And if you're doing the exercise of a scripting, which is the second thing that I want you to do, if at the moment that you're listening this, or after you turn off your phone before you go to sleep for maybe tomorrow, and it's just opening a piece of paper, opening your journaling book, and start journaling the day as you want it to go in present tense, what I want you to realize is that you have to embody that next level version of you. And in the case that those things you desire don't occur in the present tense, so as of tomorrow or today, whenever you're writing this, that doesn't mean that they're not going to happen to you. It means that it's not the right time for you to have those things, or you're not ready for them if they happen. So it's better for you to be prepared. It's better for you to have the tools now to know what would you do and how would you react whenever that thing happens, because it is going to happen and it will happen to you, but on divine timing, which I like to say. So on the time that it's right for you and the universe, and you're both ready to receive that desire of yours. So that's in terms of the wording, right? You need to really start speaking in present tense and script your day, use the right words of the things that you want to happen. And then the third thing that I want you to be aware of is setting the intention. So not only I have to wake up in the morning and say that I love the apartment that I live in, I love that I'm surrounded by nature, and I like to also write it down and script my day, my entire day through present tense, but you also have to pay attention to the reason why you say in those words and why those words resonate with you. The intention, it's really what's going to shape everything. Intention is your energy. Intention is your feelings and your vibration. And I'm going to give you an example right now. When I was just doing this scripting journaling, because I was reading this book, A Course in Miracles, where they recommend to do this exercise as well. So I was just doing this a couple days ago, and I was scripting and I was writing in present tense, and I wanted to manifest my Christmas dinner at work, because I was hosting a Christmas dinner in my place, and I was so excited for it. So I was gonna go to this amazing store close by, and I wanted to find the perfect top, I wanted to find the perfect tablecloth, all red, the perfect cutlery, the glasses, everything. I had it all pictured out, and I started to script on present tense and script it on my journaling to leave a record of it, so I could go back in there and see how beautiful that manifestation went. But to my surprise, the manifestation didn't happen, because even though I really wanted it to happen and it was a true desire of mine and I was doing the things by the book that I was meant to do, the timing wasn't appropriate, was not right for me. And it's when the lockdown in London happened, so our company didn't allow us to do that in a closed space. But it was funny, because when I went to the store to find the perfect top, I couldn't find the perfect top. And I am pretty pleased with all cutie tops that you can find in most stores, and as long as it's, you know, it fits right and it has like a fun touch to it, I would love it. But I just wanted something cute for that night that I've never worn before. And yeah, the fact that I couldn't find that top, and the fact that I couldn't find the perfect tablecloth, and the fact that my table didn't arrive in time either, even though it was supposed to come that day, like they sent me 2 follow-ups with email of the team that was delivering that massive table to eat in, that they were going to come. They did, it didn't come at the end of the day. So all of that just showed me that my intention wasn't set in the right way. Because if I would have really considered why I was doing the dinner, it would have probably been just because my boyfriend was leaving town, I didn't want to be alone, and I wanted to host other people at home so nobody was alone in a time like this. So it wasn't for the right reasons, it wasn't really for something that was going to value the universe, or it could value the universe, but what I guess I'm coming from with this is that I made the choice of hosting my dinner at home because I had the fear of being on my own. I had the fear of just staying alone. And this is a fear that I've worked through many months before, and I've worked through the years because it's one of my biggest fears, and I acknowledge that, I know it. And every single next level of myself, it shows up for me in a way or not, and I'm aware of it. But the fact that this happened and then the lockdown happened to right now, which is in a lockdown, and I am on my own. My boyfriend is not home. My parents can't come to see me in almost Christmas time. And I'm literally on my own. Exactly what I was trying to avoid, because I was acting through fear instead of using an intention that was coming from love. Yeah, I manifested what I didn't want because the universe wanted me to learn a lesson and wanted me to be ready for my next level version. So I don't know if you're able to follow me through what I'm trying to come with this with, but the thing is that the intention is more important than the words that you use, or the present tense, the future tense, the scripting qualities that you use. The most important part is that your intention is aligned with love and is not aligned with fear. Whenever you're going to make a decision for yourself, whenever you're starting to feel like your energy is a little bit low and you're making decisions out of scarcity mindset, ask yourself, where is that feeling coming from? Be aware that that's just human beings. All human beings have fears. And I wish that somebody would have told me that maybe 5-10 years ago, when I had my eating disorders and when I had, you know, I was struggling really to stay alive with a loving eye. And this is the truth. Everybody has fears. Everybody has a fear within them. More often than not, it's many, many, many fears. And the key is in being able to recognize them, being aware of them, and labeling them. That's my next thing that I want to tell you, girls. You need to label your fears with the right words. My fear of being alone is the fear of being alone. When you're labeling a fear, the fear becomes smaller. And this, we're going to talk about it in the next couple episodes when I talk about the emotional mind and how to manage your fears, really. But your fear is only coming from a limiting belief of the fact that, for example, I said that, or I had the belief that if my boyfriend would leave home, then I would be alone. And if I'm alone, then nobody wants to be with me. Or I am alone because nobody wants to be with me. And this is coming from a very limiting belief that I grew up with because I was an only child and no one wanted to leave me on my own. So I really never felt that being on your own could be actually something positive, even though I know now and I appreciate my alone time. But that limiting belief, that fear of being alone that you grow up with, always plays a part in your life in a different stage when you're ready to level up. So the intention is very key when you're gonna choose the words that are going through your day. The last thing that I want to talk about, but we cannot touch upon it before too, is that you don't have to suffer and you don't have to feel pain to manifest your reality, to create with ease and in alignment with God, with the universe, with the things that you desire. The words that you need to choose are not words that are going to bring you down, are words of empowerment, of joy, of compassion, of kindness, of strength. Those words that you're going to set for yourself today, I'm going to give you a tip of how I do mine, are words that need to serve you and only you in your way to your dreams and your desires. And sorry to say, but everybody that believes that struggle is the way to go, I guess my advice with this is that only take advice from people that have what you desire to have. So if you desire to have your own business, or if you decide to have a life that you can't wait to wake up to in the morning, probably don't take advice from the person that it's not happy with their life, that it's depressed, that doesn't like their job, or that is constantly complaining about how they're lacking in so many things in their life. Probably take advice from the person that is telling you that they heal themselves and they work within themselves on the daily and they have their own business and they're thriving and loving their life and how they are on every step of the way. So at the end of the day, we're all struggling, even if we can't recognize it yet. And you're really way far ahead of the game by the fact that you are able to be aware of it. And if you hear that was my notes app in the phone telling me that it's 1313 and it's an angel number. So this goes very hand in hand, because what I've done for reminding the right words in my life is to set times, set hours throughout the day where my timer just sends an affirmation for me. There are many different apps that you can use, but I use just my iPhone app, the alarm. I choose 10:10, 11:11, 13:13, where I set an affirmation for myself. Words create your reality. We just saw that, and because words create your reality, you need to be very mindful of the words that you're telling yourself. And as an exercise, if you don't really know, if you have no clue of the words that you could be telling yourself to, that you could be putting in these reminders on your phone, and that you could be writing in your scripting, or that you can be putting in your post-it before you go to work, or right before you go to sleep, then my question for you would be, what words would be coming out of your mouth if you would be talking to your best friend, to your daughter, to your mom, to somebody that is struggling to love themselves, but you love them so, so deeply? If that wasn't you that was struggling, or if that wasn't you that needed to be using amazing and very powerful high vibrational words, and it was your best friend instead, or your boyfriend, what would you be saying to them? What would your words be looking like? What kind of words would you be using? Really think upon that, write them down, and just say it out loud, because that's what's going to switch on the reticular activating system in your brain. It's just the part that is will help you to see things with a different light, to start seeing synchronicities in the world and start bringing things and miracles into your own life. So choose the right words. Again, I can say to you if you want to what my alarm and the phone just said, but today is saying to me, I am chosen, I am nurtured, special, blessed, and I love my life. And in a day like today, when I am alone and I am only with my dog, things are not going as I wanted them to go, as I scripted them yesterday to be, I know still that I get to choose the loving way. And I know still that if I choose this way, I am in alignment with the universe, and I not only get to empower myself, but I also get to empower all of you listening. And again, girls, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Secrets for a High Vibrational Living with me. And at the end of the day, I only want you to remember that we all go through struggles. We all go through tough times. We all go through events. And the key for all of those events is us to learn through them. And a way to learn through them is to learn through love. And this is the way we do things in this podcast, because love is the way you manifest your life. Love is the way you live in abundance, you desire, and you create, and you obtain. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Maria Freile Podcast, Secrets for a High Vibrational Lifestyle. Don't forget to share it with your friends and leave me a review on Apple Podcasts if you can. I'm looking forward to see you in the next episode together. In the meantime, if you're curious about more high-vibe lifestyle tips with a super contemporary approach, please check out my social media accounts. I'm on a high-vibe living on Instagram as Maria Freile Coach, and I'm also on Teachable if you're ready to take the big leap into your next level self. Thank you for listening, and see you very soon.